episode number 263, Summer's Winding Down.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And you're live this week in the studio,
yeah,
in person.
In the stationary studio, not the mobile studio.
Yeah, the rolling studio.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool, though.
It was different. Last week, you know, we had my wife as the in the studio as a guest who just kind of sat and listened for the most part. And this week, Chris, we have a guest in these the central studio.
Yeah, running around here somewhere.
Yeah. So you might hear him in the background.
My 2-year-old. So
anyway, so yeah, that was pretty cool.
So how was your drive back?
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice.
And no incident free?
No, I didn't run into a truckload of mops or anything like somebody.
No mops or dough.
or roadkill or
roadkill. Any floods?
Man, you and your 95 Z28 has been through so much.
Yeah.
And it still lives. Barely. Barely. Speaking of which, I wonder if anybody stayed past the ending credits of last week's show.
Oh, yeah. Did you like that?
That sounded pretty good. And if you don't...
Scare anybody?
Oh, yeah. I think somebody thought I was trying to drag race them. If you don't know what I'm talking about out there, just cue up last week's episode and stay through the very, very, very last seconds of it and...
I couldn't imagine if you actually had your windows down. Wow.
I like Borla. Yeah. I really like Borla. So, anyway, topic of the show here, end of summer. Summer's winding down.
Yeah, holy cow, another week and it's going to be fall.
F-A-L-L.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, fall.
Ugh.
Yeah, I mean, the car show season is pretty much over.
It was a good summer, though.
It was
a good summer.
It went by so much faster than previous summers.
It did.
Of course, I had a lot of stuff going on.
Because the weather was so great and warm, we weren't complaining that it was raining or cold or anything like that. When it's like that, it just goes by way too fast.
Yeah, we need something to complain about. We need it to suck.
No. Like the winter?
Yeah.
We're stuck inside.
That's okay. I got a wheel drive.
Yeah.
I still have one snowmobile. I'm thinking about keeping it. If I can. Depends.
Kill yourself.
Wasn't that the point?
Yeah.
You know, live while you're alive. Yeah. We're all short-lived anyway. It doesn't matter. What's 20 or 30 years shaved off?
Yeah, what the hell?
Boy, it was a good summer, though. I mean, man, just more and more Camaros on the road. Much more so this year than last year.
Yeah, what do we got now? Let's see. They produced over 100,000 last year. Plus, up to this point, too, I think they've already produced over 65,000.
Man.
So we're up to almost 200,000 Camaros on the road now. So, yeah, they're all over the place. You go to a car show this year compared to last year,
mm-hmm.
There's like easily six times more fifth-gen Camaros than there was last year.
Well, let's use Camaro Superfest as an example.
Okay.
Last year, there were, what, four?
Maybe five?
Yeah. Yeah, I think five. Now there were like 15, 20.
At least.
And at the NEOCC show... 30%.
Wow.
Yeah, and they had like 200 cars there.
Wow. I remember last year that was a good amount. 15 maybe, 20?
Yeah, there was a lot of them there.
So,
it was a good show. I kind of, you know, talked about that last week, but I can't say too much enough good things about it. It was very, very well done. I got some more information about the charity thing.
Oh, okay.
But I got to log into my PMs.
Okay.
So, Chris, take this time to talk about something cool.
Yeah.
SEMA's coming up.
I'm loving the cold air and intake that you put on my car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, here we go here. This came from Sherry Slocum. She's part of the organizer of the NEOCC event, mm-hmm. and she's also a fellow disciple.
Right.
There was actually like five disciples there.
Wow.
It was pretty cool. She said, this is a private message she sent me, so I'm going to read it, though. Hey, Jason, hope you and Valerie made it home safely. It's great to see you again. To help you out, the NEOCC charity is the ACBC, which is the aluminum cans for burned children, and that goes through Akron's Children's Hospital. Last week I stumbled over it because I couldn't remember what it was an anagram for. So it's a great charity, great event. The weather was good. Well, a little rainy, but I just went by so fast.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, next year will be here before you know it.
Yeah, next thing you know, we'll be dead. They say that the older you get, the faster it really does go. There's actually like a mathematical formula that calculates as you age, the quicker the time passes from the.
So can't wait till, you know, tomorrow when I'm dead.
Exactly. Now I can kind of understand those cults that they drink the Kool-Aid and all that.
Oh, yeah. Hail Bop and all that kind of stuff. Heaven's Gate.
Hey, you want to talk about cars?
Yeah, let's talk about cars.
SEMA's coming up.
Oh, man. This is an awesome show. It'll be my third year in a row. I know you've been there a lot more than that, but whew, this is becoming one of my favorite shows to go to out in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my favorite vacation spot.
Booked my flight and hotel, too.
You betcha.
I'm heading out. You're going to be out one day before me.
Yep, I'll be out the Monday through Friday, and you'll be out Tuesday through Friday, right?
That's right. That's right. We're both staying at the Excalibur because, you know, if you're going to stay in high-class area,
oh, yeah.
Don't forget about fake dragons and, you know.
Like to the round table and all that crap.
Yeah.
But the rooms are cheap. They're clean.
Yep.
And it's right in the center. Easy to get to the monorail, to get to the convention center. You can't beat the price, so what the hell?
Yeah, so if anybody else is going out to SEMA this year, and we know a lot of people are, I think they've relaxed the restrictions a little bit because I know that there was something about having people take a survey and then letting non-media and non-industry people go in there. So it should be pretty cool. We'll probably put together some sort of loose meet and greet like we always do every year, even if it's just a few people for drinks. That's fine by me. I like it casual like that.
Yeah.
So if you're going to SEMA, definitely let us know and we'll get something going out there.
Looking forward to it. I wonder if there's going to be even more Camaros out there this year than there was last year. Last year was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it was like the car of the show.
Yeah.
Well, can't wait to see.
Yeah.
And this year, I don't have to worry about my car getting all scratched up because it ain't going.
Yeah, don't have to worry about that.
Nice and safe in the garage this time.
Yeah. Well, we have one voicemail this week, and it was actually a holdover from last week because you were on the road and you couldn't actually hear it.
Where have you guys been?
I know.
Bear Z28 and...
Well, he's probably driving
the
summer
around.
He's on
the road, right. Yeah.
Mudbone.
Mudbone. Where's all the rest of the guys? Maybe they're, you know, putting their cars away. Next week we should talk about,
storage tips.
Car care storage tips like we always do. So keep that in mind and while we head into this this here voicemail.
Hey, Chris and Jason. This is Dave G., wing boy on the board. Been listening to you guys for the past 2 years. Love the podcast. Keep it up. Quick question and actually a comment. I am right now looking on Facebook, and I'm looking at the Chevy Camaro Facebook part where they're showing you guys at Milford when all the disciples got together. And Jason, you're on there. Quick question. I saw you guys were taking rides on several cars, the Camaros that were out there. I know you can't talk much about it, but were there any alterations to those cars? And when you took the test ride, did you get your feedback on those alterations for future cars? I know you can say yes or no, and probably that's all you're going to say. And so that was about the Facebook part. I think that's about it. I had one more question, I just forgot. Anyways, keep up the good work. Hope you guys get some info out there for all of us. Like to find out more about what you guys were talking about, but I guess we'll see it in the future. Take it easy. Bye.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Dave.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
I don't think we've ever heard from him, have we?
I don't think so. He doesn't sound
familiar. Sounds like a new voice.
Yeah. Long-time listener, first-time caller type thing.
Yeah. So, all right. Can you answer any of his questions?
Yeah, I can answer that.
Okay, cool.
No, the cars weren't modified at all, except one of them was pre-production.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's fairly straightforward and easy.
I mean, I could gussy it up a little bit. But
gussy it up?
No, that's pretty much what it was. And did we give feedback? Absolutely. That was the point of us driving the car, so we can get a feel for what else is out there as far as how different vehicles compare with each other, including one Mustang that just didn't cut it compared to the Camaro convertible. Really? Yeah, Mustang convertible versus Camaro convertible.
Cool.
You know, and it was up to our opinion. Yeah. You know, some people might think otherwise, but night and day difference, I think. Definitely noticeable. I mean, you could have blindfolded me and I could have told you it was different.
Okay.
And, you know, without telling me what car it was. People may disagree. That's
just
fine
that
and dandy.
Smell.
What's that?
Just has that smell, right?
Like the Mustang smell like horse crap or something?
Yeah.
You know, Mustang, get it? All right. No, it just felt differently. You know, some people disagree with me, but then again, I think the blue is the best color in the world, and just because I say that doesn't mean I'm right.
Yeah.
Gosh, is that it for voicemails?
That's it.
Where the heck have you guys been, man?
I don't know.
Oh, sure, we stopped giving stuff away every week, and you stopped calling in.
Next week we're probably going to be loaded.
No, that's okay. We could use a few. That's what we like. I think that's my favorite part of the shows.
The voicemails
is the voicemails. Listen, yeah, interacting with everybody.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Yeah. So as I mentioned, we give away we still give away prizes just once a month.
Yeah.
In fact, I got to get AJ's prize pack out. I almost forgot.
Yep. So he was our latest winner.
Yeah. Yeah. So I still have a bunch more cool stuff. I don't know if you can hear Vito in the background. Bunch more cool stuff to give away, but you got to call in to get it, and here's how you do it.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Hey, speaking of Milford videos, did you see the new one this week that they put out?
Just today?
No, it was a couple days ago. It's like Monday?
I don't know.
The one where they ask you stories about Camaros?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. So Selena showing off her tats.
Yeah. She's got them, along with
Holy
Millie.
Holy cow. Yeah. Yeah.
Selena got herself nice and inked up since the last time we saw her.
That's actually pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That tattoo of the fifth gen yellow car in her back.
Yeah, she's dedicated.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool. That the whole Milford experience. I think they're going to be releasing more videos. So I think there's two.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one, just taking a step back to that, you can kind of there's a couple of shots where you can see us from a distance sitting around like in a horseshoe shaped set of tables.
Right.
And that was right in the middle of it. That was what it looks like to be in a focus group. You sit there with a notepad in front of you, and there's a slideshow, and we bicker.
Huh.
So what's next on our old list here?
Oh boy,
it's been a kind of a quiet week.
It sure has.
I got some stuff. I know the Chaser Aero, our company that makes the carbon fiber stuff, is still blowing stuff out in the supporting vendor section.
They got some more carbon fiber stuff that they're trying to the doors and stuff like that.
I just saw this come in just recently. So let me see if I can pull that up here. Chase Aerodynamics, full Camaro inventory. It's the same thread, but they're actually just blowing stuff out left and right. If you're interested in carbon fiber stuff for your fourth gen, hopefully they'll get some fifth gen stuff going on soon.
Okay, cool.
Our other new sponsor, PFYC, partsforyourcar.com, or PFYC.com, Parts for Your Car, has free shipping on the Borla Attack system, which I don't have.
Is that the catback system or is that the...
That is the...
Axleback system.
That's the catback exhaust for the 2010 Camaro SS. Factory ground effects SS models only. Free shipping for a limited time. Hit the thread in the supporting vendor and group purchases and sales forum. And, God, I wish I'd hauled out and got that system.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, it looks like they do sell just the rear section, not the whole catback system. So either way, free shipping on it. There's some restrictions that apply. But they're a pretty good company, and Borla's an awesome product. I'm extremely happy with it. So check that out.
Gotta love Borla.
I do, indeed. let's see here. Oh, I haven't talked about this in a while. I've been kind of a prude about it, so I guess I better...
Prude.
Yeah, the Camaro Z28.com diecast Series 4.
Oh, yeah, how's that going?
People have been just pounding me about this, so I might as well come clean and...
All sorts of people just blowing up your email?
Yeah, what was going on? What was going on? Well, I've been busy. Career changes and employer changes and things like that. But recently I've gotten back into it. And where I'm not too far away from it, I'm finalizing the artwork now and getting approval from various entities in order to use said artwork.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, more hints. This is going to be cool. It's shaping up to be really sharp looking. It's going to be very, very cool. It's going to be more limited than the previous release.
Okay.
I believe I'm going to be doing 1,538 cars instead of 2,000. I think people like the lower numbers for more collectability, more exclusivity.
Okay.
So I'm going to be opening up pre-orders probably within a month.
Ooh, that's soon.
Mm-hmm. And production should start towards sometime towards early December and release sometime in early February.
Oh,
yeah,
so
not in time for Christmas.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
No, not possible. But I, you know, I'll work something out with somebody, some sort of, you know, stocking card.
Stocking stuff.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. But for all those who are clamoring for the Camaro Z28.com Diecast Series 4s, it'll be worth the wait. Promise.
Nice.
Promise. What else do we got?
We got nothing. We got nothing.
Chevrolet opened their order tracking.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
I guess who had a small hand in that?
Who?
Me. It was my job.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's part of my job. Not very much. Very, very little. Set in on a couple of meetings, offered some thoughts and advice. And really, it was one of those projects that got dropped in my lap, and then I just kind of assisted just briefly, and that was it.
So what exactly can you do? When you order your car, you can watch it be built, see where it's at.
And hats off to the enthusiasts that tried to do this before.
Yeah.
You know, there was really no formal system approved by General Motors or Chevrolet. Now it's available there. So
can you just go to Chevy.com and see it?
I believe it's Chevy.com/orders or order tracking. Well, no, Chevrolet.com. Make sure you get it right.
That's the same website.
Yeah. That it is. That it is. I can't think of anything else.
Yeah.
We don't have a whole lot of voicemails. We didn't get any emails. We just, you know, it's that time of year, though. I think we encounter this every year. Things start slowing down. People start putting their cars away, except those people live on the West Coast, and you guys can suck it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try and drive my car as late as possible this year. I think I drove it into December last year, and then like the first week of December, I just, you know, put it to sleep for the week, Put it to sleep for the whole winter. Yeah.
I'm probably going to do that soon, actually.
Really?
I just haven't.
Soon? It's crazy,
man. When you have a car like that, and I'm trying not to sound magnanimous about this, when you have a car that I have this car, and I like to keep it in show condition, it's also extremely low and extremely loud and extremely powerful. And that combination, in addition to wanting to keep it clean and perfect, it's not easy. I mean, try doing it with a daily driver. It's impossible.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, when I drive it, I'm, you know, it's got to be under the right circumstances, and it's, you know, it's a garage queen. It really is. It's fast as crap, and it handles like nothing else, but, you know, it's a garage queen. I'm not going to deny it. One of these days, maybe I'll get it to the track, but, you know, at this point, I got other things I got to get done. And cruising around in my Camaro, all the car shows are done, so I don't have to prepare for that. I got some freelance projects that I'm working on. And I've got Camaro Z28.com projects that are really, really pressing.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just going to put it away a little early just so I can focus on other things and then maybe bring it out early in the spring. Maybe we'll have a nice spring and it'll come out early.
Okay.
Speaking of Camaro Z28.com projects.
Yeah.
You podcast listeners are in for a little treat.
Oh, yeah. Especially Mr. Mudbone, who had actually called in about this.
Yeah.
I just developed my own iPhone app.
Yeah.
For the podcast. I'm still testing it right now, but it will soon be submitted to Apple for approval, and if it's approved, it'll be free in the iTunes Music Store.
Mm-hmm.
For you to download, it's just...
Well, it'd be App Store, right?
Yeah, the iTunes
app Store.
Music.
Yeah, right.
Whatever. There's like, I don't know what the process is. Never done this before.
Yeah, but it's.
I'm testing it right now, but the app is extremely
clean.
Clean.
Straightforward.
Exactly.
No BS.
There's a section for listening to the shows. There's a section for some photos that we've posted. There's a section for our Twitter feeds and for comments.
Yeah.
Post comments. It's very, very simple. So,
and you can listen to it right there in your iPhone. You just hit the play button.
That's it.
What kind of connection will they need? Just 3G?
Yeah.
3G or Wi-Fi? Either one works?
Either one works.
What about Edge?
Edge? I'm sure it'll work.
Take forever to download.
Take a while for it to buffer or whatever it's got to do.
Anyway, download. We're working on it, and I think it's pretty cool so far. Chris, I think you did an awesome job so far. So
thanks.
Yeah. I'm working on my own iPhone app, but it won't be released until the spring.
The spring?
A little different. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Think about it. What do people do in the spring?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
No one else has done it yet either.
I noticed that.
Dude, you're going to make a killing.
I don't know. I don't know about that. So, hey, I guess we got nothing else to talk about, and I think everybody can tell.
Yeah.
Hey, do we have time for a Camaro White Book fact? How are we doing on time, Chris?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay.
We've got plenty of
time. Do the random flip through.
Okay. How about a 1996 Camaro?
Nice, nice. You know what? Can we make it like a trivia question for me?
Oh, okay, if you want me to.
Something that's not ridiculously impossible to answer, like, you know, how many of these and this and that did they make?
What do you think the most popular color was in 1996?
Black! Red. White?
It's one of them.
Red.
It's red.
Yep.
Bright red. 13,317 red Camaros made. Wow. Second was black.
See? I knew
12,623.
I had one of them.
That's weird. That's only... Only 13,000 made 1996 for red.
Good grief, man.
I know.
I will still never, ever, ever forget my first drive in my first Camaro from the dealership. It was snowing that day.
Yeah.
And I decided to see how fast it would go.
Yeah, I know where this is going.
No, I just a little short, little bursts. Brand new Camaro SS, one of only, a handful made that year.
Yep.
That was wild. Speaking of wild, I told Settlemyer an interesting story over the weekend while we were at the NEOCC show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a story that involved you and I and our Camaros.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I thought for sure he was going to A, ground me, B, slap me, and then C, you know, I don't know, kick my ass.
Yeah.
But he didn't seem to be terribly upset, but maybe we'll tell that story next week.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, that's fine.
You probably ought to.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those live and learn situations.
Yeah, okay.
I've been hanging on to.
It's about a year old now anyways.
A year?
Yeah.
It's more than a year, about a year and a half. It was spring.
Was it really? No.
Well,
because we didn't get our cars till June of last year.
Well, I mean, we're September now. And it was in 1 year ago, the car was in the shop getting ready for SEMA right now. So it was like a year and a couple months,
okay.
At least.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I had my tune in. That's right. And I was seeing how well it worked. Worked pretty damn good.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about it next week.
Yeah. Is that it?
That's it.
All right, let's get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.